Jeff, there's a bit of a spat, it seems, going on in City Hall between the city comptroller, Mark Schroeder, and the mayor about the capital budget and the amount that the city would like to have involved in that budget and what Mark Schroeder is willing to approve.
Yeah, apparently it's such a contretemps that Jill Trary from the Buffalo News reported that Mark Schroeder, the comptroller, skipped the mayor's State of the City speech a couple of weeks ago. The roots of this conflict actually go back to last summer. Last summer, Mark Schroeder issued an annual report, a review of the city's finances. And it was extraordinary what he did, extraordinary in the sense that he said in this report what many people in City Hall seem to know, which is that there are big pots of money that we borrow for capital projects every year that go unspent for one reason or the other. The project never materializes. It costs less than anticipated. It begins and isn't never finished. In any case, he identified about $56 million in unspent money, money that we borrowed for projects that we are paying debt service on, but which has gone unspent. What he said in that report is that as a result of this, he wants the city to reconcile those accounts, to close them out one way or the other. In the meantime, he said, I'm going to reduce the city's debt limit for capital projects, which usually is in about the $22 million range, by 15%, about to about $19 million. Because he said, I don't think we need to borrow so much. We don't need to borrow until a shovel's ready to go into the ground, because that's how we end up with these pots of money that we're paying interest on for no benefit. Nonetheless, the mayor went ahead and submitted a capital budget of about $21 million. Common Council made very few changes to it, approved it. Now they've gone to the comptroller, to Mark Schroeder, and he said, no, remember what I said back in August or at the end of the summer. I'm willing to borrow $18.9 million. So they're at this impasse.
Why has City Hall, why have they overlooked this money?
You know, that's a good question, and I think that's part of what Schroeder once addressed, is why don't we take care of this problem? Is it just untidy? Is it difficult to deal with?
And it's costing us money.
It's costing us money. There's interest. I think what he would like to see happen is that either we look at these projects, and bear in mind, if you sell bonds to finance a project, you can't use that money for some other thing. It's dedicated to that project. So he wants us either to decide once and for all if that project is going to happen and spend the money, or if it's not going to happen, what you can do with that money is use it to pay off the debt you accrued to finance the project in the first place, which still leaves you stuck for the interest, of course, but at least, you know, you're not carrying this debt.
So what is City Hall's position? Do they have to accept the conditions that Mark Schroeder has laid out? Can they force him to sell those extra bonds and make the capital budget larger?
That's his power as comptroller. He's the one who approves debt. He's the one who goes to the bond market and sells bonds.
Where does this sit at the moment, then? Is it still an impasse? Do you foresee where this might go?
Well, you know, government is about compromise, right? So I wouldn't be surprised to see something like, I don't know, $20 million in borrowing, which is right between 21 and 19. So,
you know, speaking of City Hall, we have a possible candidate on the Democratic side for the next mayoral election. That's Bernie Tolbert. Is he going to run? Many people think he's going to run. We have not heard from him, have we?
No, everybody else talks about Bernie Tolbert running except Bernie Tolbert. He is like the sort of great undeclared candidate in this year's mayoral race. The problem, of course, being that it's this year's mayoral race. So if he doesn't declare soon, he won't be able to declare at all. Bernie Tolbert is, you know, former head of the local FBI office. He was vice president for security for the NBA. He is bandied about by various political pundits and financiers as a candidate who could give Byron Brown a run for his money. But Tolbert himself has not committed, though he's been making the rounds like a candidate. He shows up at community meetings. He goes to political events. But he has not started raising money. He has not started a campaign committee with which to raise money. He keeps demurring. It's other people who keep declaring him a candidate, including most recently businessman Hormuz Mansouri, who reported to Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News, I know he's running. He told me he's running.
What will this do to the Democratic Party? Not just Mayor Brown and his efforts, but the Democratic Party is always, it seems, at odds in this area. So what does this do if we have another candidate, a Democratic candidate for mayor?
Well, I think the real question, Chris, is what happens if we have another Democratic African-American candidate? If that happens, this may be why Bernie Tolbert has not declared. Because if he decides to run, then a white candidate from a different faction of the party will see an opportunity. He will see two Democrats who are with a fair amount of money and name recognition splitting the significant and powerful African-American vote in the Democratic primary, and will say, hey, maybe I'll jump in and South Buffalo will carry me to a Democratic primary victory. And then I will be the Democratic candidate for mayor in the city of Buffalo, which is a pretty good place to be. I'm sure Bernie Tolbert does not want to be the instrument of somebody else's success.
Who do you think that white candidate might be?
I couldn't guess. People have often talked about Mark Schroeder running for mayor, but Mark Schroeder himself, I believe, said that he would not be interested this year. That kind of thing can change pretty quickly.
There's been a continued moratorium or an extended moratorium on fracking. I know we only have a little time left, but where do you see this issue headed?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Just last week, the State Assembly, led by Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, which is to say this vote was guaranteed, passed a two-year moratorium until May 2015 on high-pressure hydraulic fracturing in New York State. Now the bill goes to the Senate, where very likely it will not even make it to the floor because Senate Republicans, who are in a power-sharing agreement with some independent Democrats, are not keen on passing a moratorium. Nonetheless, it's significant that Sheldon Silver and the Assembly have decided to go ahead and pass this moratorium. It's significant because it probably suggests, for one thing, that the governor once again is happy at this point to start to kick the can down the road. I think he sees that opponents of hydraulic fracturing are gaining ground, gaining popular sentiment. He doesn't want the catastrophes that may attend hydraulic fracturing hanging around his neck.
In your estimation, speculate down the road at the end of this moratorium and the new health study is released, no matter its findings, do you think that it's a reality we'll see fracking?
No time soon.
Okay.
And I think the longer the delays, the more I think the costs of fracking, the costs of exploration, for one thing, outweigh the profits. So I think that's why the industry is in such a rush, because they want to get in while it makes sense in terms of their investment.
Jeff, thank you again. A great conversation.
My pleasure as always.